WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Friday morning. Heading into WrestleMania weekend. And yes, for this hour, if you want to call in with any WrestleMania predictions, you absolutely can. 508-996-0500. Does Cody Rhodes finish the story? Does The Rock turn on his cousin Roman Reigns? Or does Roman Reigns turn on his cousin The Rock? Does Seth Rollins leave WrestleMania still as world heavyweight champion? Who gets the better of the AJ Styles LA Knight feud? Can the man Becky Lynch be the person to finally take down Rhea Ripley? Will Bayley get redemption and defeat Io Sky? Will Sami Zayn defeat Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship? Does Logan Paul retain the U.S. title in a triple threat match against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens? These are just some of the matches that we'll cover two nights of WrestleMania. But it's certainly up for debate and discussion if you want to call in with your predictions or send them via app chat on the WBSM app. So that we have an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that was written by Fun 107's Gazelle. He went and checked out the new culinary experience in downtown New Bedford that opened yesterday. It is the latest spot from Albert Santos and Howie Mallows. It is called New Beige, and it looks very interesting. Gazelle has lots of photos in the story, and he describes his experience there. But it looks like it's a really good place to check out. But as I was just, you know, running down to the restroom during the news break, I happened by the Fun 107 studios, and they, you know, I have to walk by there to get to the restroom, and they grabbed me and said, "Tim, how would you pronounce it? Would you say New Beige or would you say New Beige?" And I said, well, I mean, I would say New Beige because it's spelled beige, like the color. But also, that's what I hear in my ear when people say it. And I worked at a place where there was a lot of Portuguese folks. And that's what it sounded like to me when they would say New Beige. So I will pose the question to you. Beige or beige? Now, people who aren't from the area are like, what are you talking about? But the Portuguese folks in this area, because of their accent, the people who, you know, came here, because of their accent, they don't necessarily pronounce New Bedford and Fall River the full and correct way. And New Bedford is, I guess, shortened to New Beige. But is it beige or beige like the color? 508-996-0500 or send it via app chat on the WBSM app. I remember a few, maybe like a year or so ago, I wrote an article because I didn't believe this. And I brought it up on the radio and people started calling in about it. But the fact that there are people who add a K into Dartmouth. They replace the T, the middle T in Dartmouth, with a K, and they pronounce it Dartmouth. And I was like, there's no way that's possible. That doesn't actually happen. And then once I was made aware of it, it's like, you know, when you go out and you buy a blue Toyota, and then all of a sudden you see blue Toyotas everywhere. Once I was aware of it, I couldn't stop hearing it. I was blissfully unaware until somebody had brought it up. And now I hear it all the time. People say Dartmouth instead of Dartmouth. And I don't get it. I get the new beige thing because it's, you know, it's a language difference. Certainly a dialect difference. But the Dartmouth thing, I don't, where did that come from? And then we also, not that long ago, had the discussion too about people pronouncing Fairhaven. Some say Fairhaven. Some say Fairhaven. And then for some reason, people who live in Fairhaven say Fairhaven. What other ones are there? I mean, nobody that lives in Wareham or says Wareham. People who aren't from the area say Wareham, and we got to tell them, no, no, it's Wareham. I know other places like Dedham are Dedham. They're ums and not hams, but Wareham is a ham. I'm trying to think of what else are some of these. I mean, obviously a sonnet is troublesome for people who aren't from the area. Another article I wrote in the past, it's a sonnet, not ass on it. I used to get into fights with my friends that are in the paranormal who would write about the Freetown State Forest and talk about the ass on it ledge and be like, it's a sonnet. Like, no, no, it's ass on it. I'm like, no, trust me. I live here. I think I know how to pronounce it. But even those I can understand. The K in Dartmouth, that I just can't wrap my head around. I don't know where that comes from. 508-996-0500. We were also talking earlier about eclipse plans. What are your plans? Are you gonna get in the car on Monday and drive 4 hours to see a total eclipse of the sun? Apologies to Bonnie Tyler. Are you going to go drive to Vermont or Maine or maybe further west and be in that path of totality? Are you even going to take time out of your workday to go outside and take a look? Or do you not care? We were talking about what some of the schools are doing. Warwick Public Schools has said they're going to dismiss students early. And on the opposite end of that spectrum, Dighton Rehoboth said they're not even allowing students to leave the classroom to go look at the eclipse. They're keeping kids in the classroom, which I think is nuts, because how do you tell these kids, oh, sorry, you don't get to see this very rare event? Yeah, there'll be another one in 20 years, but we don't know what's going to happen with that. We don't know what the path will be. We don't know if the weather will cooperate that day. How many times have we had eclipses where, oh, sorry, but it's going to be cloudy or rainy and you're not going to actually get to see it? Oh, the Aurora Borealis will be visible tonight if you live in New England. Yeah, except now it's snowing or raining. So no, we're not going to see it. So I think the specialness, the uniqueness of this event lends itself to wanting to see it and wanting to give people the opportunity to see it. But Dighton Rehoboth was like, nope, kids are staying in because we can't guarantee that they'll all keep their eye protection on. We don't want anybody to go blind. So we're just going to keep them inside school so they can't see it. Okay, well, except they're going to be leaving school right in the middle of the eclipse. It's supposed to start around here at 2 p.m., finish at 4 p.m., but around 3:30 or so, that's when you're going to have that 4 minutes, you know, 3 to 4 minutes of as close as it's going to get to totality around here. When kids are out on the bus. What are you going to do about that? 508-996-0500. Will you let your kids stay home? Are you taking your kids on a field trip to go drive for 4 hours, or are you taking them to a place around here for especially good eclipse viewing? I was just talking with my bowling teammates last night about it, and I said, you know, if I was going to go somewhere, I might go to like Borderland State Park, where there'll be a big wide, there's a big wide open field near one of the trails, right off one of the trails. They have a dog park area, and it's like former farmland and this little farmhouse. I was like, that's probably going to be a great wide open space to be able to see this. I'm sure a lot of folks will head over to UMass Dartmouth. People heading down to Fort Tabor, Fort Phoenix. And the only reason I mentioned Borderland as a possibility is because we were talking about disc golf. But there's a lot of great places around here to see it, but you're only going to see 90% totality. So if you really care about seeing that 100%, are you going to get in the car and drive four and a half hours? To give you a rough idea of what I'm talking about, that's more time than it takes you to drive to New York City from here without traffic. So is that worth it? And it's, you know, it's so weird. Maybe you don't experience this like I do, but depending on what direction you're going, trips seem 4 hours going south doesn't seem nearly as long to me as 4 hours going north. And I've made the trip 4 hours west so many times, I don't even blink an eye at that. You know, taking a trip out to the Berkshires, out to North Adams, to Lenox, that feels like, you know, taking a 2 hour ride to me. But if you told me, oh, you got to drive 4 hours north to go, 4 hours north, forget it. No way. But if you're like, yeah, go down to Long Island, you can see it. Oh, yeah, it's not a big trip. Yeah, I'll go there. You know, same amount of time. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me know your thoughts on that. Speaking of solar, you may be wondering, well, how is the solar eclipse going to affect my solar panels? Is it possible that this sudden change is going to cause everything to go haywire? Will I lose power? How is this going to, what will this do to me? Well, first of all, don't worry. It's not going to affect you. But if you aren't sure and you want to be sure, that's why you want to talk to the folks at Isaacson Solar. They are the trusted solar professionals in the area. They are not just one of these pop-up companies that shows up, installs the solar panels, takes your money, and then moves on to the next town. They are South Coasters. They are based in Fall River. They are here. They will be here. They're not going anywhere through the life of your solar panels. So you want to reach out to them because not only are they your trusted friends and neighbors, they're also the people who will give you simple, straightforward, honest answers to all of your questions about solar. So you have questions about some of the gimmicks you've seen. You have questions about if it's better to buy or lease your solar panels. You have questions about how does it actually work? How do I make money off of this, and how do I lower my bill, especially this time of year, as you're just getting done paying all the high heating bills of winter, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, great. Now everybody's in the house going to want to have the air conditioning on all summer, and that's going to cost me an arm and a leg. I'm never going to catch up. Well, imagine offsetting that and eventually not even paying for it by going solar. Is that a real possibility? What are you asking me for? I'm not Isaacson Solar. Reach out to them. And you can reach out to them by going to isaacsonsolar.com. Set up a visit. They'll come. They'll take a look at your house. They'll sit down with you and answer all your questions. And then after they do the assessment of your house to see, do you get enough sunlight? Are you a good fit for solar? If you are, then they will give you a free, no obligation quote. So reach out today, isaacsonsolar.com. Get all of the solar questions that you have answered, and don't be left in the dark when it comes to one of the best ways to help your family save money for the long term. All right, got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. In 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. You can also send in app chat messages on the WBSM app. You can also send in open line voicemail messages on the WBSM app, which Skeddy did this morning. So let's go to the app chat, to the open line voicemail message.
Hi. So it's New Beige. That's what I was taught when I first moved here. A gentleman, Portuguese descent. Called it New Beige. And also, I love swing sets too. I hope that my ashes are spread over a whole bunch of different swing sets. Well, not on them, but underneath them, because I think it's awesome. And I'm trying to say this all quick on the app. And the cousin's going to turn on the rock. And have a great...
All right, so there you go. If you want to send in an app chat message, you can do that. If you want to send in an open line voicemail, though, that's even easier. You just open that up, you hit open line on the app, you press record, you say what you have to say, and then you send it off to us. Super easy, and it's your way to chime in even when you can't call in. You know, maybe the boss is around, and you're going to sneak over. You can't sit around and wait on the phone. It's a really easy way to send us your thoughts. Also, got a message from Dave in app chat who says, I wonder the origin of New Beige. Is beige a Portuguese word? And from my understanding, that's not the basis of it. It's because of the accent and the way that it's pronounced, and they pronounce it so quickly that for some reason, New Bedford becomes New Beige and Fall River becomes Farive. I don't know why. I don't get it. I'm not trying to insult anybody with my impersonations either, so please don't be. I'm just not good at it. So I don't know why it came about. I think it's just the way that people pronounce it, and then other people kind of pick it up, and it becomes kind of a nickname. So people will refer to New Bedford as New Beige, even though they don't have the accent. They're just saying it because it's become a thing. And that's why the restaurant is called that. But that's what they were discussing at Fun 107 this morning. Is it New Beige or is it New Beige? Well, I guess it all depends on how people are pronouncing it. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in on that or whatever else is on your mind. Right now, though, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Ariel Dorsey.
President Biden heads to Baltimore, thousands affected by a nor'easter, and a warning for Disney Plus users.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday during a phone call that he wants an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Biden said it's essential to stabilize the humanitarian situation, and he urged the Prime Minister to hammer out a deal to bring the hostages home. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the president told Netanyahu that the airstrikes that killed 7 World Central KitchenAid workers were unacceptable. President Biden heads to Baltimore today to visit the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The president will also meet with the families of the 6 construction workers who died in the collapse that occurred last week after the bridge was struck by a cargo ship. A federal judge is denying Donald Trump's request to dismiss his classified documents case. The former president claimed the case should be tossed because his possession of classified records was protected by the Presidential Records Act. The judge, in her decision, wrote the charges Trump was seeking to have dismissed don't rely on the statute. A nor'easter has left hundreds of thousands without power in New England with over a foot of snow on the ground. The National Weather Service says the heavy heaviest snow has ended, but several more inches are still possible this morning across Maine and New Hampshire, with winds gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Disney Plus will start cracking down on password sharing this summer. In an interview with CNBC Thursday, Disney's CEO Bob Iger said the crackdown will begin in June in some countries. Hulu, another of Disney's streaming services, began to limit how often account login information can be shared outside a customer's household last month. And experts are warning people about fake eclipse glasses. The American Astronomical Society reminded stargazers to wear approved eclipse glasses on April 8th to watch the event and to make sure they aren't counterfeit.
WBSM Sports.
Tonight, the Celtics play the Sacramento Kings at 7:30. The Red Sox play the Los Angeles Angels tonight, and the Bruins will host the Florida Panthers tomorrow afternoon at TD Garden.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Friday morning, everybody, with a temperature in the mid-30s, partly cloudy skies. Gusty winds up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, mid-40s. The wind very light out of the west, or just a tad breezy, up to 15 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, the clouds will continue to dominate upper 30s, a slight chance of rain. For tomorrow, clouds first part of the day, rain in the afternoon, mid-40s. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News update brought to you by Ocean Wine and Spirits Liquor. For the largest selection of nips near Fairhaven, now open at 157 Pope's Island in New Bedford. I'm Ariel Dorsey for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Playing that song. That's just coming. John Cusack standing outside the WBSM studio right now holding up a boombox. And that's what you're hearing right there. John, I'm trying to do a radio show. Come back later. Come back later. We'll hang out. We'll quote lines from Better Off Dead. Listen, I love Better Off Dead, but One Crazy Summer is a much more quotable movie. I don't know why people sleep on that one so much. Anyway, 508. And it was filmed locally. It was filmed on Cape Cod, even though I think it's supposed to be Nantucket in the movie, but it was filmed on Cape Cod. Osterville. The Midway Garage. That was the Stork Brothers Garage. Anyway, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. We've been talking about a variety of things this morning, as we normally do, radio ADD from one topic to another. But I was asking about eclipse plans. And I got an app chat message that says, I wouldn't drive 4 hours to look up into the sky at anything. Okay, well, that's fair. Some people are. Some people are making a day of it. Some people are making a weekend out of it, leaving today and coming back after the eclipse on Monday. I guess it's all in how much you want to pay attention to what's going on in the skies. Most people just have a tendency to want to experience whatever it is, but not go out of their way for it. You know, the meteor showers that happen, the comets that come by, they want to look up in the sky and see it, but they're not going to travel to go see it. But people, eclipses have a different aura about them. People still assign, as much as we try to think that we are creatures of reason, of science, of understanding, people still assign, or at least feel somewhat deeply inside them, a bit of a metaphysical attachment to eclipses. We've used them as harbingers. We've used them as signs of prophecy. When King Philip's war broke out, King Philip Metacom, he had been in tense issues with the colonists after they had killed his brother, Wamsutta. Well, he believed that they killed him. They said that he died of a disease, but they probably killed him. And so he was trying to decide, you know, do I want to put everything that we have at risk in going to war against these colonists? And he was looking for the answers. And it just so happened that as he was seeking that answer, he looked up and there was a total lunar eclipse. And he took that as a sign to say, okay, I have to go to war. And then what ended up following was the bloodiest war per capita ever fought on American soil. So a higher percentage of the population died in King Philip's war than in the Civil War. So again, not the same numbers because there wasn't the same number of people living here at the time, but it was per capita. So a higher percentage of the population was killed in King Philip's war than in the Civil War. And an eclipse kind of led to that. So they do still have power. They do still have metaphysical resonance, even if we're not ready to admit that. You know, even today we say, I don't know how I feel about this. It's going to be weird. And it will be weird, but it'll all be okay. Imagine when that happened, though, and you had no idea of predicting it, or you didn't know exactly what was happening. You didn't realize that it was just the moon passing between the sun and the earth, and you're like, what is going on? The sun is falling out of the sky. Thankfully, we have a little bit of a better understanding now, but people still kind of lose their minds about things. 508-996-0500. We'll take a break here, and we'll be back in a few moments. Back in, it is time to check in with Eric over at the butcher shop. Let's bring him on here. Good morning, sir. How you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, Tim? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. So what do you got going on over at the butcher shop today?
I got a lot of stuff, man. You know what I got today going? Lobster rolls. I got lobster rolls. $10 lobster rolls. Good price, man.
Wow. Nice one. And knowing you, I know that those are going to be stuffed with plenty of lobster meat.
Yes. Good lobster meat, real lobster meat, all fresh stuff, doing it right now.
So you cook up your own lobsters right there, the same lobsters people can come in and buy themselves if they want to come, you know, have a nice lobster feast this weekend.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and I got my lobsters on special this week, too. They're $10.50 a pound.
Wow. So, yeah, it's a lobster kind of weekend. It's a good weekend for it. And, you know, why not indulge in a lobster roll that's already made for you? Have the first, maybe it's your first one of the season, right?
Summer's just around the corner, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's the thing about this time of year is people are going to start thinking about putting stuff out on the grill and, you know, having some of those more, you know, summery spring kind of meals, and nothing says that more than lobster.
Yeah, you got that right, man. And you know what else I got on special today? Nice filet mignons just came in, $18.99 a pound. Wow. Nice price.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, there's no reason why you can't have a lobster and a steak together and do a little surf and turf, right?
There you go, brother. You got a surf and turf all day.
All right, what are you having this weekend?
Honestly, I'm going to have the lobster roll today, and I'm going to have some fillets this weekend.
There you go. Now you guys are actually going to be closed next week?
Yeah, man, we're going to close from Sunday to the following Tuesday. So we'll open them back up on Tuesday. I believe it's the 15th. So We're going to close the 7th to the 15th. I'm pretty sure that's what it is, the dates.
All right. So we won't get to speak with you next week, but we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you got it, brother.
All right. You have some nice time off and enjoy that lobster roll.
Hey, thanks. You too, man.
All right. Take it easy. That is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. They've got everything that you need, but get yourself one of those lobster rolls. I mean, come on. Where are you going to get a lobster roll for $10? That's going to be as packed with meat as it will be at the butcher shop. I'm going to have to go by and get one of those. You know, Mary said, when was the last time you had a sandwich? And I said, Monday. Well, I might break that today with one of those lobster rolls. All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Tim, I'm going to go get a lobster roll, man.
Absolutely. Save some for me.
I'm glad I'm listening to you this morning because lobster rolls for $10, and I go there all the time because I listen to you, and they always have the great stuff there. So I'm glad I'm listening to you because I'm going to get me maybe two lobster rolls.
Yeah, might as well, right? For that price, definitely.
That's all I was going to say. Just want to mess with you, Tim.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Bye. You have a good day. And, if I'm talking, you know, when I say you're going to get packed with meat at the butcher shop, they don't mess around. They don't mess around. It's like as if you were making it yourself and you're like, I can put in a little bit more. I can put a little bit more. I can put a little bit more. That's the way that they'll handle things over there. But also get yourself a lobster itself, too. I don't know when the last time was that I had an actual lobster dinner where I cooked the lobster, cracked it open, did all of that myself. I just go for the lobster rolls because it's so easy. Why not get both? Again, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, the butcher shop. Let's go to this line here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, yeah. This weekend is time for WrestleMania.
The biggest WrestleMania of all time.
Oh, yeah, brother. Snap into it, Tim.
Well, now LA Knight's got the Slim Jim gig, right?
Yeah, that's kind of odd. And Bianca also a little bit, but she didn't say nothing. She just stands there.
Yeah, she doesn't have to say snap into it?
No, she doesn't. LA Knight just, yeah, that's all, his little catchphrase.
So
are you ready for this weekend?
I am ready. What do you think is going to happen this weekend?
Oh, I think what's going to happen, you won't see anything really major until Sunday, I think, because the tag team, I think Brock and Roman are going to win to make up what's going to happen with Sunday. There's going to be a betrayal Sunday. But this hit there with Stone Cold Steve Austin and John Cena in the background. Did you see the background when The Rock was beating up Cody Rhodes outside and made him bleed?
Yep.
And that big camera shot
of the truck behind him,
all lit up. It was right in the center frame. That was there for a reason. You know, they put things out there just to get things going. But I think Stone Cold and Cena are going to be part of WrestleMania because Sequoia beat up Cena pretty bad at WrestleMania. Remember with all those spikes to the throat? He might come back from revenge, especially if it's blind my blood. Like moves, Tim, where everything goes Sunday. So you might see something with Stone Cold and Cena pop up.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, obviously, they wouldn't be mentioning the Bloodline Rules angle if it wasn't going to be that that's going to be the case. So you know that they're going to lose that tag match on Saturday. And that anything could go. I would think, you know, you're more likely to get a Cena appearance than an Austin one, but I would like to see them both get involved because obviously Cena has problems with both The Rock and Roman, and Austin certainly has problems with The Rock over the years. So I'll just lose my mind if both of them were involved in that.
Yeah. Plus last time, The Rock and Stone Cold, the last WrestleMania match that they had was in Philadelphia.
That's true, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there's some type of history there.
I watched that WrestleMania last weekend on Peacock, and what a difference between this year and that year, because that year they had like almost 20,000 people there and they were talking about how big of a WrestleMania it was having 20,000 people there. Like now they're going to have, what, 100,000 people. So
It's going to be outside. It's good. What's the weather like Sunday or Saturday in Philadelphia?
I don't know. And that's the concern that they must have with doing these outdoor places in the Northeast. They did it in New York a couple of years ago and got lucky with the weather. So I guess it'll work out for them, but it's a big risk.
And Northeaster is snowing, and having a wrestling match and 1 inch of snow in the ring. Oh, that'd be funny.
Well,
so I'm looking forward to it. The Hall of Fame is tonight. Paul Heyman's getting inducted, which is pretty good. I'm looking forward to Saturday and Sunday. I'll be glued to Peacock all weekend.
They got lucky in terms of it's not going to rain, but both nights are going to be 38 degrees at night. So wear a jacket to WrestleMania. All right.
I bet the guys in the ring, hopefully they have like heat lamps over the ring.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I'm sure they'll be warm enough in there. I got to hold you there, Paul. Enjoy WrestleMania. We'll talk on Monday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, take it easy. I got to take one final break here. We'll be back in just a few moments.
I was walking in the wholesale flower district that day. And I passed by this place where this old Chinese man, he sometimes sells me weird and exotic cuttings. Cause he knows, you see, that strange plants are my hobby. He didn't have anything unusual there that day. So I was just about to, you know, walk on by. When suddenly, and without warning, there was this... It got very dark. And there was this strange humming sound, like something from another world. And when the light came back, this weird plant was just sitting there. Just, you know, stuck in among the zinnias. I could have sworn it hadn't been there before. But the old Chinese man sold it to me anyways. For $1.95.
And we all know how that turned out. So just take the advice. Don't buy any plants during the eclipse on Monday. Because we don't need mean green mothers from outer space trying to take over the whole world here. But speaking of suns, how about stopping by Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop? They have everything you need for all of the great celebrations. Maybe you're having an eclipse party on Monday. They've got sandwiches like casserole sandwiches, tuna sandwiches, chicken salad, linguica and cheese rolls, plus others as well on their fresh baked Portuguese pops and bread. So those sandwiches will be perfect for your eclipse viewing party in the afternoon. And also get some sweets, some pastry, some muffins, some donuts. All of it baked fresh daily at Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop, 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. And keep them in mind for all of the celebrations that you have coming up, whether it be birthdays, graduations, anniversaries, and of course, Mother's Day. So check out Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop, 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. It's a sensational continental feel. That's Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. And that's it for me for today. I will be handing the reins over to Chris McCarthy with South Coast Now. He is going to